home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Move 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
This is it, geese. Time to lower the altitude.
But why, Dad? It's harder to fly down there.
To get a bird's eye view of TC trailers, son.
TC trailers?
Look, there, over 300 trailers on the lot, including goosenecks. They have more parts than we have feathers and a full in-house repair shop. If humans aren't pulling a TC trailer, son, they're not pulling their weight. Fly in or visit tc-trailers.com.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierLandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
If you see someone smiling today, it's a sure bet they've been to the Big Deals online store. You see, the grin is just unavoidable on the face of someone who's saved up to 50% on gift certificates to local businesses. Plus, they spend just like cash and never expire, so it's pretty likely that smile is going to be there for a long time. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Spring is in the air, and that means it's time for baseball and softball on Hoosierland TV. Get ready for exciting varsity action as the girls take the field for softball and the boys step up to the plate for baseball all season long. Every pitch, every hit, every big play, covered live with play-by-play from Don Stock and Kyle Etherington, bringing you the energy, the insight, and the hometown excitement you won't want to miss. From rivalry matchups to key conference showdowns, Hoosierland TV is your home for spring sports coverage. Grab your Cracker Jack and tune in to cheer on your favorite team, because the season starts now. Varsity, softball, and baseball live on Hoosierland TV. Tune in to Hoosierland TV for Tuesday, April 21st, boys baseball, 5:30 p.m., Rossville versus Clinton Central. Brought to you by Welty Exteriors, Jerry's Body Shop, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Wampler Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Winsky Brothers, Encompass Credit Union, Barrett Farms Express, The Farmers Bank, Fiberhawk, Tier 1 Meat Company, Fire Pizza, and Frankfort Moose Lodge.
Little Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. You always got to hear their falsetto voices. Here's, let's see. Here we go. Oh. They did have a nice sound. I was not too much into the falsetto, however you say it. I wasn't too much. There's Kathy. She's coming into the studio this morning. But, you know, the Bee Gees did a great job, and they were very talented, that's for sure. Ushered in the disco. You think about how old, you go back and see some of their tapes from like 1955, and you realize they were just not the disco era. They were way before that. So, anyway, a little bit of BJ's on a Tuesday morning right now. Joining me, Miss Kathy Martin. How you doing, Kathy?
Good morning, Shan.
You kind of do a little discoing in this morning from...
I did. I made sure I got all my dance moves sliding right on in. Yeah,
yeah, slide. That's what I was trying to slide. Because it was the electric slide and the glide. And then there was the, oh my goodness, the, what was one of the other big disco dance? Oh, the hustle. Do the hustle.
There you go.
See, you're so, yeah, you're
yeah,
so young.
Yeah, see, it was before my time.
Yeah, do the hustle. That was a big, big dance move. Of course, I have to be careful. My mom's listening. She didn't want me to dance, so I have to just, I didn't dance. I was,
oh. You just saw the others.
I just saw the others. I did have these big clogs. I had like these 6-inch clogs. Us guys, that was a thing to do in the '70s. Clogs, leisure suits.
Yeah.
So, I was probably having some bad mental health days. So, anyway. All right. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. I'll take this weather today. How about that?
Hey, yeah.
Sunshine and warm is back.
Yeah, beautiful. It's we'll take it. We did have to, you know, battle through the frost again. One more shot. Hopefully one more shot. Hopefully that the frost is over for a little while. So at least till November, maybe. But, you know, it's Indiana.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, you never know.
Indiana's got some mental health, too. It's
yeah, for sure, for sure. So you got a lot going on with Healthy Communities Coalition. Now, you are the mental health director.
Yeah, I'm the director of operations, so I oversee all of our
that's right,
mental health
that's right.
grants.
That, so yep. you're the mental health. And I always like to say mental wellness because I think that's the goal, really. You're trying to move people into being more well than struggling with, you know, the health issues.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And how that all ties together to our physical health. You know, those are one and the same. It's kind of what came first, the chicken or the egg, right? And that all ties in.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't do it with Tom because we were kind of talking about a different subject, but I am going to get on a soapbox today.
All right. We're here for it. We can slide right on in.
I wish I had a rim shot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, here's the problem. I don't know where any of these things come from. I don't know any of these sound effects. One of these days they're going to tell me how to do the sound effects. But regardless, my beef right now that I have, and my wife, if she doesn't listen, but if she were listening, she'd be rolling her eyes right now because she's tired of me hearing me say this. I am sick of these ads, these pharmaceutical ads.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I think they're horrible. I think we're doing a terrible disservice to this generation. I think I am ashamed of the health community and the pharmaceutical community that wants to continue to push this, because you go to other countries, you never see that.
Right.
You do not see that. Why is that, Kathy?
Yeah, that's a great question, right? I mean, in certain ways, there are reasons for all medicines, right?
Yep.
And there are good things for medicines, and absolutely take those on, you know, what you need for your body. But it seems that our pharmaceutical companies are allowing us to take shortcuts.
Yeah.
Right? We're allowing us to do a pill or a shot instead of walking around the block, right?
Yeah.
Instead of those things. And again, there are some positive uses for that, right? But we've gone a little too far, and it's affecting us as a nation.
Yeah, I think we've gone way too far. I mean, it's every other commercial.
Oh, yes.
And we don't watch a whole lot of TV because we get home late usually, and that is our kind of wind down time. We're going to watch. We might watch the news. We might watch the end of a movie that we started the night before. So, but it is amazing what you have to navigate through. Ozempic, you've got, I can't even remember. I should know these names because they're like fried in my brain from every time. But I guess maybe I complain about them the entire time that I don't listen. But then they tell you this list of side effects.
Right.
Including death.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why do we just keep teasing people? Because some of this stuff, and what really got my goat was last night, there was one that something, it was something to this nature that, and it was dealing with sugar, and it was basically saying that this is the answer, and there's really nothing else. When nothing else works, and I'm thinking, there is something else that works. It's called eating right, exercise, and like you said, walk around the block. I'll argue with any doctor, because I get on there. I do a lot of studying of other communities and other countries. Why is the cancer rate so high in America?
Yeah, it's the food we eat, right? Yeah. It is all the stuff in that food we eat.
Yeah.
One of our things we do with our Youth Rise, Youth Leadership Council, we take them over to Walmart and we give them $20, right? And we're like, hey, you need to figure out how to do a meal for a family for 5 days, and here's $20. And so they're coming back with, right, the instant things, right? The things that are quick because they're cheap. They're a dollar each, and you can make this meal plan. Versus if you're getting fresh food, you know, those fresh fruits and vegetables. And even if you get them, how do you prepare them, right?
Right.
People are missing that a lot. And so it's a big deal across the country.
Yeah. Oh, I totally agree. And it's the and it goes back to the processed food stuff.
Yes.
I mean, we did not – I was sharing it a Sunday at church during the sermon. I made a comment about something that Paul Harvey said many, many years ago that – one of the things that he feels like that has that really helped destroy the American family was the TV dinner, you know?
Yeah.
And you think about that, not only did it take you away from the family dining table because it was TV trays, everybody's in the living room now watching I Love Lucy or whatever the case may be, and that became the focal point versus conversation.
Yeah.
So that's a mental health thing there.
Absolutely.
And relational. But then you're eating out of an aluminum pan of something that was probably processed.
At best, usually it's plastic,
yeah,
so it's even
plastic,
more.
Yeah. Well, back then, I can honestly say it was aluminum. So
yeah.
it was tin because we had some. But normally we ate at the dinner table. I mean, that's the one good thing about, you know, my mom. She was and it was going to be pulled pork, or we're going to have jambalaya, or we're going to have some gumbo, or we may have, we call it goulash, which is just a mixture of everything from the night before. A lot of hamburger helper. I'm not a big hamburger helper fan, but that was a lot of that. But, you know, but we at least ate together, and, you know, we were there at the table, you know, and that just doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
Very seldom.
It does. It's very seldom. I mean, one thing we try to practice with not only our own family, but also, again, talking with our youth and our teens of, hey, if that is your family dynamic, then that's okay, right? You're a teen. You may not have full control, but then talk about how was your day, right?
Yeah.
Get one question in this conversation and go around the room, right? Popcorn style, how was your day today? And it's not just, it was good.
Yeah.
Right? Go into that and talk about that stuff.
Well, I think you should ask, you've got to ask that, because I do this with my Greg. You know, you can't ask yes and no questions.
Correct.
You know, our one word question. You know, what was the most exciting thing that happened to you today? What was the biggest get that you got today? What was something? And then what was the most difficult? What was the most challenging? What was the most uncomfortable thing that happened to you today? And that's a hard yes and no. I mean, that you can't really say one word answer is that. Of course, my grandson does say, math.
We talked to our kids of what's something that made you smile today.
Yeah.
And then how did you make someone smile
today?
That's
right. That's great. That is great. That's awesome. Because you're connecting. Well, speaking of connecting, you got a lot of things coming up. You're stepping on stigma. The 5K, that's coming up, right?
Yep, that's coming up here in May. April and May is probably the busiest time for us over at Healthy Communities. So May 9th, Stepping on Stigma, that's a Saturday. We're going to be at Prairie Creek Park doing a kids run at 9:30. It's the first year for the kids run, and it's just a shortened little version of the 5K. And then we're going to start the 5K at 10 a.m., same track through the city that we did last year. It's actually the old hog jog course. So that's what we use there. We'll have a bunch of vendors there at Prairie Creek Park. We'll have taco truck because it's Taco Bell Mental Health this year. So we're really excited. We've had a great time with this theme this year.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Well, Tuesday tacos, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got walking tacos tonight at Prairie Creek Park for the crossing.
Yep.
And we're going to have some Glover's ice cream as well. So the Heroes of Hope, that's coming up before the stigma.
Yeah, that's the week before. So that's May 2nd, and it is at the Clinton County Fairgrounds. That is a free event. We've got safety resources and materials. We're going to have car seat checks. The Not In My Room trailer will be there. We're going to have life jackets, water safety, health screenings, haircuts, family pictures. It's just a big event for the community to bring not only awareness and materials, but also just to bring the community together.
Yeah, you got a lot of great sponsors. You've got the Clinton County Health Department, of course, Healthy Communities, IU Health, the Rotary of Clinton County, and then United Way helping you out with that as well. And that is Heroes of Hope. And talk to me about the trailer, Not In My Room trailer.
Yeah, so the Not In My Room trailer is a traveling interactive display. And so this trailer can go from anything to a staff training at schools or youth-serving organizations to also community events for parents and people with youth in their life overall. It can be set up as a bedroom or a classroom, and parents can walk through this. You have to be over 18 to be able to go through it, and it's to spot the possible signs of substance use. This is anything from vaping to alcohol to other substances. This last time when we had it up north, I had it over at Twin Lakes, we had 72 different items hidden within a bedroom.
So it's an actual, like a teen's bedroom.
Correct. Yep, and set up like that.
And your walk-in is kind of like, find the hidden picture.
It is, yeah. It's okay. Where's Waldo?
Yeah, there
and,
you go.
Yep, in real life. And so some things are just set out in general for people to see. Others are a little more hidden. And we talk to people about this doesn't necessarily mean there's substance use, but how do you talk to youth in your life?
Well, that's a great point, because it's not always about finding. I mean, I think parents find things more than kids think.
Correct.
It's how to talk to them about it.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of times you just go, I didn't want to see that, but I really don't want to deal with that. And you know what? You're missing out. We're missing out the opportunity to be a positive influence and to really share to that kid. Because here's the kid's mentality. The kid's mentality is, I don't want to get caught, and they don't know. If they don't know, it's not going to hurt them. But there's also a portion, and I've worked with kids for a long time, they want guardrails.
Yeah.
And they want somebody to tell them what's good and what's bad.
Right, to hold them accountable.
Hold them accountable. And I'll never forget being in a prison one time with a young man that told me exactly that. Says, I wish somebody would have held me more accountable. I wish somebody, when I was a teenager, would have told me no.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would have said. And it was heartbreaking to think that this kid could have been so much more. But it's not just about what you find. It's really how to deal with it once you find it.
Yeah, absolutely. And those conversations, those resources in our community, there are lots of different ways that we can help each other.
When you talk about that kind of a situation, you know, what's a good conversation starter when you maybe find a vape or find drugs? Maybe you find something, illegal substance or whatever. What do you think? How would you help parents start that conversation?
Yeah, one thing that we really talk about with the Not In My Room trailer is starting a conversation with, well, what have you seen?
Mm.
What do you see? In whether that's in the school, in your friend group, what do you hear? Talking about those myths and those facts, which also means we have to be up to date on things.
Yeah.
And so just starting conversations early, hopefully before we find anything, right? Before we hear or find anything. But then once that is there, if you do find something, we have to start it with, okay, is this yours?
Yeah.
Right? Because what if there were a group of friends over? But there's also a conversation to be had here. If it's in your friend group, it's really close, right? And then how can we help you?
Yeah.
Because now we need some help. And so how do we help?
Right. Let's talk a little bit about stigma. You've been a champion about stamping out stigma as far as mental health. Is that getting better? I mean, is the stigma, I mean, there's still that, man, that person's whacked out or whatever, or crazy, or is there still some of that kind of conversation, or are more and more people starting to recognize, hey, there's folks that have got some issues? And then I'll go that way first, and then I want to come back to how do we then help people become more resilient so that they don't just fall apart with the slightest bit of stress or anxiety.
Sure. So, I mean, sometimes we're so close, it's hard to see how far we've come.
Mm.
When we travel to other counties and other communities, how the conversation is so different, or how eye contact is not even made. We do some of those mental health awareness games in almost all the surrounding counties. And it is miraculous to me how in Clinton County, we are busy the whole time. People are coming up and talking to us. They're taking the free giveaways, right? We're not above a bribe. Come get a little fidget, right? And we'll go to other counties and we'll come home with almost all of our stuff because people aren't ready for that conversation.
Yeah.
we have come so far in Clinton County. Is there still improvement? Absolutely, just like in anything. But Clinton County is a wonderful place to be when it comes to reducing that stigma in mental health and substance use disorder.
Yeah. Well, and substance use, we as we've talked about, you know, not in my room, the trailer, is that that does lead to a lot of mental health issues.
Right. Yep.
You're just drugs. So there's something that's taking you out of the normal pattern of your life.
Yeah, and it's what came first again, right? The chicken or the egg. Are we doing self-medicating, right? Are we feeling that anxiety and depression and therefore self-medicating with substances? Mm. Is there trauma that we are trying to block out, right? Yeah. Or was it just we started using substances and now we have our mental health issues? Both things can be true.
Yeah.
And it's still helping individuals in both aspects and how we get through that. There's nothing wrong with anxiety and depression. It's a chemical imbalance.
Right.
There's something in there. It's hard for us to see versus a scar on the outside of our skin.
Right. And, but some of that is, you're absolutely right. There's chemical, and that's why I tell people, you know, with bipolarism and things like that, it's no different than indigestion. It can impact you differently because it can have a more lateral damage
sure.
to other people and a collateral damage, I should say. But the thing with that, I would also stress is that some of the things we put in our body, some of the habits that we form, some
yep.
of the things we don't do allow us to get down. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we had a addiction to beets or an addiction
yeah,
to
right.
carrots?
Yeah.
Or your, no, don't eat. You can't have one more carrot. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, but that's not the case. And,
yep.
you know, we gravitate to that. What makes it's that pleasure piece in our brain. It's that. And it's not. Sometimes it's not even about the pleasure. Sometimes it's just killing the pain.
Yeah, it is, and that's that self-medicating, right?
Yeah.
The feeling that we receive in those substances, and that's a big deal, especially for our youth.
Well, we were talking about beets and carrots. You got the community garden, right?
Yeah, it's coming up. We've got some new garden beds this year, so we're going to have some new raised beds out there. We're working on a couple different volunteer opportunities for the community if they want to come out and help with that garden and get it set up. And that's things from hauling dirt to planting plants and pulling weeds. So we'll have all of that posted out on our social media.
Right.
Just follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or X, and you'll see all of that stuff. If you're interested in coming out, we will take anybody.
And you guys help too with education on like food prep and things like that, because
yes.
one of the things that I've tried to be healthier, eating healthier, which I don't always accomplish that, but I will tell you though, I feel so much better when I'm eating healthier.
Yeah.
I feel so much better when I don't eat and fast from time
yeah,
to time.
It's true.
It's so good for my body. I mean, I didn't eat yesterday until last night, and I felt so good all day. I mean, I didn't feel the aches and the pains. My brain was not in a fog because, you know, you get up and eat a, you know, Twinkie or Ding Dong or whatever
yeah.
like that, and you get the sugar thing going. But one of the things I am finding is even in food prep, how you think that you're doing something good by putting maybe carrots or it's like in a microwave. Well, that's not, you know, you need to prepare food even so that you can capture all the nutrients instead of kill them.
Correct. Yeah, that does matter how you prep those things and getting the most out of the nutrients in the food itself. So we partner with Purdue Extension. Pat
yeah.
Burkhalter
oh, yeah.
comes out and does classes with us with the community garden. Along with, if you come in and get some veggies out of our lobby after they've been picked, we have recipes sitting with them. So if you want a zucchini, here's three different recipes for that zucchini and how it can properly be prepared to not only taste good,
yeah.
but get you the most when it comes to nutrients.
Yeah. And that, you know, so often we, again, compromise for that little short, you know, the shortcut. You mentioned it earlier,
yeah.
the shortcut versus doing a little bit longer. And I've even found out, because I like to cook, so
mm-hmm.
it's relaxing. I mean, when I get to be in my zone and I get all my ingredients and I'm just cooking, and it just relaxes you.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we get so caught up in our busy days that we forget that you need that opportunity to self. Maybe it's I say not self medicate, but self meditate. You know,
right.
bringing prayer and meditation and just pausing, just stopping. You guys help people do that as well. You're helping folks learn that that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of the whole mental health piece. Yeah. Part of our Sources of Strength program, which we just did at Rossville yesterday, yeah. It's about what calms your spirit, mm-hmm. what grounds your soul. And whether that's worship and music or nature or cooking or giving your brain, giving your spirit and your soul that calming presence, because yeah. we all need those moments, and yeah. we need those every day, not just once a week or once a month.
Right. Yeah. I my wife now, I've got hooked on these. These are these Zoc bracelets. She sells them at Delilah's. I'll give her a plug. But you know, you just you put your phone around on them, and it gives you a devotion, or it gives you an inspiration, or a motivational. And it's they're fit, and you just wear them around your wrist. It's $15, and it's but it's a reminder, because it's a different one every time. So when you're in a meeting, and believe me, there's times in meetings that I'm like, I need all the motivation, inspiration I can get. But we forget the power of even words, the power of being of spoken word, written word, whether it be sung word. But the power of encouragement, and that's what you guys do a great job of.
Yeah, again, back to that Sources of Strength program, we have those youth, those teens, they're writing thank you notes. Because that's something that we've lost, really.
Gratitude.
We've lost that piece, and not just saying thank you, but writing it down and passing that off. Again, that written word, that spoken word, we're speaking life, right?
And the Bible says it's life and death is in our tongue.
Yeah, and there it is, right? It all ties back together with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you guys do the Lord's work every day, Kathy. I appreciate all you do. We are grateful and have much gratitude for healthy communities and the partnerships and what you guys have created, because you do care about the. I've used healthy communities quite a bit over the years of helping bring people in, and you guys have been between. Not just mental health, but it's also your navigators. You help you help people navigate through situations.
Yeah, whether that's something with resumes or budgets or insurance or how to get to a doctor, anything in between. If it's something that you need help with, give us a call. We are never going to tell you no. We might say, hey, this is the partnership, right? Because we can't do this alone. We are in a great community with wonderful organizations and partnerships. We couldn't do what we do without everybody else, too.
Right. But you have somebody, I think, I feel like when you're able to bring someone to your place, they feel like that they have an advocate. They have somebody that's at least in their corner, calling the hospital or calling the doctor or talking to someone, an attorney or whatever the case may be, to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our systems of care navigators. Those ladies are fantastic. I mean, they are, we call them the unicorns, because they pull stuff off. They're sometimes magical, but we're just here to help in whatever capacity. And it doesn't matter if you're making $250,000 a year or if you're homeless right now and have no income. We're here to help.
Amen. Well, we appreciate it. How do people get a hold of you? How do folks get a hold of Healthy Communities if they have a question about the Heroes of Hope or the 5K run or anything else you're doing?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 765-659-6063. You can contact us on socials, Facebook, Instagram, or X, or also through our website. We have a contact us page through there, too, healthyclintoncounty.org.
You're like everywhere. So you guys are like everywhere. It's great. So greatly appreciate you, Kathy.
Yeah,
thank you very
Shan.
Much. You have a great day. Kathy Martin joining us today with Healthy Communities. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Good Lord willing, I'll be back with you on Thursday, and we'll hopefully can bring some good weather. As Kathy said, we got some great weather. Enjoy it. Get out, take a walk, eat some carrots. Do something different for your body. Your body might just thank you. By not hurting so bad. And listen, turn off the ads. I'm so sick of them. I'm calling a legislator today, actually. I am calling a legislator today, and got to be some way to get some of these ads at least limited, at very least. All right. God bless. Have a great one. Good Lord willing, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Stay safe and always be courageous.